Although there are renunciations of the three paths, the final result is only one. This is Buddha's tantric teachings. Although there are renunciations of the three paths, the final result is only one. So what does this mean? If we understand this, we really know how to train in renunciation. So here we have it. Geshe now explains, what are these three renunciations? Renunciation of the three paths are renunciation, first one, renunciation that spontaneously wishes to liberate ourselves permanently from lower rebirth. There are two key words in this that appear in all three. Spontaneously. Spontaneously means that we have trained in developing this mind. We have become so deeply familiar with this mind that it now arises spontaneously. It's a natural part of our way of thinking. We don't have to put any effort into this wish. Just it's there all the time, spontaneous. That spontaneity comes only as a result of repeated training. So, spontaneously wishes to liberate ourselves permanently from lower rebirth. So this is the first renunciation. Want to avoid, at the end of this life, it's not, I just want to avoid taking a lower rebirth at the end of this life. I want to liberate myself permanently from any possibility of taking lower rebirth in the future. I'll come back to that in a moment. You think, don't really normally worry too much about that. Well, we should. So, and like Geshe says, for example, there are many other traditions and religions and so forth that can show us how to temporarily avoid low rebirth. But if you want to attain permanent freedom from lower rebirth, the method to do that is found only in Buddhist teachings. Okay, so first, renunciation. Renunciation that spontaneously wishes to liberate ourselves permanently from lower rebirth. Second, renunciation that spontaneously wishes to liberate ourselves from samsaric rebirth. We're going to look at all of these in a moment. I'm just setting the ground. Permanently liberate ourselves from samsaric rebirth. Permanently, so we never have to take rebirth in samsara again. That's my wish. My heartfelt wish is to leave. You know, renunciation is all about leaving somewhere and going somewhere else. We're going on a spiritual journey. So going on a journey means you leave somewhere because you don't want to be there anymore, and you go somewhere else. So each of these three renunciation has something that we want to leave. We want to leave permanently the possibility of rebirth in lower realms. We want to leave permanently the possibility of rebirth in samsara, the cycle of suffering, which we'll see in a moment. And then the third one, renunciation that spontaneously wishes to liberate ourselves permanently from rebirth in which we possess self-cherishing. To liberate ourselves, you can't read this stuff quickly. You have to read this and then stop and think, what did I just say? I want to liberate myself permanently from rebirth possessing, in which I possess self-cherishing. This is Mahayana renunciation. This is the renunciation of the great scope. So the Geshe says, the first renunciation is a renunciation of the path of a person of initial scope. The second is renunciation of the path of a person of middling scope. And the third is renunciation of the path of a person of great scope. So these three scopes that Atisha taught us, this is actually how we can divide up our training in the stages of the path, the initial scope, the middling scope, and the great scope. This is our journey. There are three paths, but only one destination. And we'll figure out how that works in a moment. So what we need to understand now is Geshe says, this proves that renunciation is very important to begin, make progress on, and complete the path to enlightenment, which in turn proves that renunciation is, as Jessen Karpa says, the essential meaning of the teachings of all the Buddhas. It's the backbone. Wherever we are on the path, just beginning, and we're starting to worry about, well, what happens at the end of this life, or we're well underway and we're starting to realize that it really doesn't matter where I take rebirth in samsara, I'm never going to find happiness. So it's a bigger picture. We see not just the danger of rebirth in a lower realm, but the danger of rebirth again in samsara. Or maybe we are now, we've entered into, we're training on the Mahayana path, but the backbone of that training is renunciation. Because what we want to take rebirth in a life without self-cherishing, free from self-cherishing, where we cherish only others. So what are we trying to abandon? We want to abandon lower rebirth, we want to abandon rebirth in samsara, and we want to abandon rebirth in which I have a self-cherishing mind. These are all aspects of the wisdom mind of renunciation. And so renunciation is there at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end of our training. It's a core. So Jessen Karpa's phrase, the essential meaning, is the very essence of Buddhist teachings. It's not something that we train in maybe the lower scopes and we pass beyond and move into lofty minds like compassion and so forth. Renunciation is there all the time. But, as Geshe says, although there are renunciations of these three paths, the final result is only one, the attainment of enlightenment.